Nonetheless, even without having a meaning for life, each individual lives and identifies with his community. If religious, he is given and accepts some sort of faith-based explanation for creation, powers of good and evil, along with laws or rules of conduct to live by. The individual, completely unaware, will then participate in deterministic behavior based on a belief which is derived from the social norm of the community, and period they belong to. The morality of the individual, then, consists in his fulfilling the duties of his social position. General Introduction to the Philosophy of History, G.W.F. Hegel. The process of humanity, the inevitable future evolution of civilization, is mostly unaffected by individual belief, since each individual is directed not by himself, but by the causal effects of the social construct it lives within. For example, if an individual has concepts and beliefs which are outside of the social norm, society will push against this individual to either isolate them, or to eliminate the belief. Religion is that social construct. Even if it is an atheistic political ideology, it is the causal environment that gives form to individual actions. In a sense, we are in a box, a deterministic construct, where the outcome of behavior is predetermined by religion and community. We change or evolve only when outliers envision new norms from outside of this box. Then, we can change what we teach ourselves, what we believe will change, the community will evolve, and thereby affect the quality of life. God is how we define the unknown metaphysical, and physical terms like infinite, that we cannot comprehend. Human evolution creates new technologies, we expand reality, the more we learn and create, the more complexity we generate, and the less we can know of the greater volume of the revealed reality. Our explanation of God may be a bit eroded by science, but the importance of a religion, for a proper belief for what is unknown and causal, has only become more important. If religion is the way we tie society into a pre-described social construct, it would be wise to reconstruct a new belief that is not dedicated to enslavement, discrimination, or untrue explanations of reality. We require a belief that is truthful, one that can say when something is unknown, and not simply make things up. When I first came across Friedrich Nietzsche, my takeaway was not religion. It was his concept of eternal recurrence, as explained to me in a book called The Physics of Immortality by Frank Tipler. This is the idea that in an infinite universe, made of finite matter, any state, entity, or events will repeat eternally. A human life within such an eternal universe will recur indefinitely, a virtual proof of eternal life. I would then discover that the eternal recurrence was a flawed concept. For me, this came from understanding that the universe is not eternal; instead, it both expands into a distance we cannot see and draws into black holes. The universe, as we know it, will go away, thus potentially making any moment unique and unrepeatable. Of course, if there are infinite universes, we will relive our lives an infinite amount of times, and in infinite varieties, but this is immaterial to our particular reality, and would only make our reality even more unique and significant to us. Religion can be truthful, scientific, and equitable. Let us consider the promise of eternal life. If we had the right technology, maybe life could be eternal, at least for our intent and purpose, and there are ways of explaining eternal recurrence within a finite universe. Yet, the current theological promise of eternal life is malicious, as you would go mad if you were forced to live forever. On the other hand, each life is mathematically equally significant in the structure of space/time. You cannot remove a single beggar, nor is a genius more significant than a fly. Although difficult to comprehend, a single life leaves a universal impression that is eternal. Your life is in fact eternal. Furthermore, most religions replace fact with faith, science is dismissed, and we lie to our children to enforce false beliefs. Religion has been an algorithm for power through the subjugation of a peasant class. The Latin phrase in hoc signo vinces is conventionally translated into English as "in this sign thou shalt conquer." This phrase is the sign of conviction given to us by the Roman Emperor Constantine, that Christianity would be the religion of conquest and domination for the West. The realization that all current religion was in fact malicious is what shifted my interest from physics to religion. I grew up Catholic, but not religious. When I was young, I enjoyed studying and wanted to know a reason for life and a cause for suffering. I had built a website for personal use as a tool to help me study. The technology permitted me to copy, paste, and catalog information. My primary interest was in the study of entropy. I wanted to know why life was an ordered complexity that came from a process we understood as chaotic. An evolutionary process that over time provided us the reality we see and live today. At about the age of 50, I concluded that the physical universe was deterministic. That the chaotic physical nature behind the ordered structure we apprehend only appears chaotic due to our inability to do the math of complexity. What we perceived as chaos was an inability to comprehend large infinite sets, and the breakdown of the differential equations we use to define the complexity of physical reality. Metaphysics will always be with us because there are limits to math and logic. We observe reality in terms of the future, past, and present. In a similar manner to how we forecast the weather, we have only a probabilistic view of reality because the equations required to truly understand the future and past are too large for us to solve. They can only give us probabilities. There is a limit to our logic, to our thinking, just as we cannot ask a dog to understand calculus, we cannot go beyond certain limits of understanding. This is why metaphysics, and an accompanying religion to explain the unknown, will always be with us. My conclusion was that there was a definite order to chaos which we were not designed to comprehend. Reality is not chaotic or random but an ordered evolving superdeterministic system. Chaos only appears chaotic to us because our math is incomplete, and therefore we are unable to see order when measuring the complexity that underlies reality. The physical reality we live in is deterministic, which indicates that the future is as immovable as the past. The only possibility for free will had to be through what we define as God. God became real to me, not by faith, but in fact. There can be only one substance, God, E1P14, and everything else is merely a mode of God, E1P15. Baruch Spinoza. The following two facts supported my belief. First, religion, and our belief in God, is the algorithm that shapes our society and builds our future. Although God can be denied, it cannot be denied that people believe in God, and that our belief in God has been responsible for the shape of human cultural evolution. God is the unknown causal factors of the Alpha and Omega, the incalculable stream of creation. Reality is an evolving system which increases in complexity with the passage of time, whose underlying causality is the unknowable God. Evolution is an increasing complexity and means the unknown is increasing in scope. Since technically the unknown will continue to become greater, it cannot be denied that there will always be a need for metaphysics to make sense of the unknowable. The realm of what cannot be known must be given words and form, thus we will always need some form of religion and faith to give meaning to the unknowable, call it God, or first cause, or any other term we wish to call that which we do not understand, that which is the underlying cause of human behavior, civilization, and reality. Second, in a finite deterministic universe, entropy is the motive force for human behavior and its civilization. This is the force that will obligate an evolution far beyond our limited human capacity to participate or understand. We must recognize that we are a limited subset of a much larger reality which is constantly evolving and increasing in complexity. Life is an emergent layer of the physical universe, intelligence is an emergent layer of life, and civilization is an emergent layer of intelligence. What we call life or reality has evolved for billions of years, and has increased in complexity over time. It is therefore only a matter of time before the increase in complexity will effectively make any imagined ideals real, making each of us an integral subset of a single universal reality with a range we can call Alpha to Omega. Christianity would say a subset of Christ, for we are not eternal, and God is the Alpha and Omega. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Revelation 22:13. We have limited motivations and desires, we create surplus, and we can build any utopian concept we may have imagined or attributed to our prophetic past, present, or future concepts of God. Any God we can imagine will become a reality. It is without doubt that there will be a revelation, and all ideals conjured or desired will be fulfilled. Even if we may never know God, the prophecy we choose will become our reality. This future reality we build is of course dependent on our choice of prophecy, and it is this choice which is most crucial to our social reality. Currently we are still mostly stupid hairless apes, with very poor manners. Therefore the version of utopia we produce may well be dystopian. This is why it is critical that we be truthful and educated enough, to care for and educate, not only our own kin, but everyone else that lives on our planet, otherwise fools will build hell, and we will live there. We should note these wise words from the past. There is only one good, knowledge, and one evil, ignorance. Socrates. A proper education is the solution to our dilemma, therefore, we must provide a proper education for every living soul. Because we live on one planet, and our social animals who suffer due to our surroundings, our well-being is dependent on the quality of the education our neighbor was provided. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Matthew 25:40. It is absurd to have a society as we do today with an ignorant servant class providing leisure and wealth to an upper class of pointless ignorant consumers, all in an eternal struggle for sexual dominance. Religion must go further than just words and belief, it must actually take responsibility for the physical reality we live. Much too often priests washed their hands of the responsibility for the immoral, ruthless, corrupt, and unscrupulous aspects of society. The devil did it is an unacceptable excuse, the fact is that, we did it, and religion must be held responsible for our acts. Religion cannot just be a structure for belief, an ideology, for the worship of God, but must also tend to the governance of the economy and community it ministers to. Our priests and ministers must stop being complicit with the nobility which profit from war, or subjugate their congregations. The accepting of blood money at the offering plate must stop, and change into a process which builds an economy where the church is a transparent financial institution operated by its parishioners, for the benefit of all. If the chosen people are to be our priests, then this concept must be theirs to produce and administer, assisted by Christians and Muslims. Since Judaism has become Kabbalistic and the Kabbalah is Platonic, and Platonism is Christianity, then we could all agree to Tikkun Olam.